The House of Representatives approved the immigration reform bill this afternoon. Now it goes to the Senate. The bill's prospects improved dramatically yesterday when Republicans agreed to drop a provision that would let states bar children who are in the country illegally from going to public school. The bill includes popular measures such as doubling the Border Patrol and speeding up the deportation process for illegal immigrants. But as Republicans dropped the education amendment, they added a number of other provisions that Democrats are calling extreme. Joining us from Capitol Hill to discuss those measures is NPR's Peter Kenyon. Peter, which parts of the bill are the Democrats concerned about?
Well, Linda, it's a little overwhelming, all the complaints we're hearing at this last minute. That education issue, the so-called Gallagher Amendment, dominated the debate for a long time, and now that that's gone, a whole slew of other issues are bubbling to the surface. Now, in fairness to the critics, that's partly because some of these things were literally stuffed into the bill at the last minute with no chance for debate or amendment. It seems like the top priorities for the critics are the provisions that affect legal immigrants. This bill is supposed to focus on illegal immigration, and it does in part, but it also takes new steps to block legal immigrants from getting public assistance. It does that in a couple of ways. First, it says that a ban that once applied only to future immigrants now is retroactive. And secondly, it says if you're a legal immigrant, if you use federal benefits for 12 months in your first 7 years here, that's grounds for deportation.
How would that work? Deporting legal immigrants, not illegal immigrants, but legal immigrants who use public assistance for 12 months, does that mean going on welfare?
It's not cash welfare as we know it. They're already barred from a lot of welfare programs. The idea, of course, being that they should be out looking for work and not being a public charge. But under this bill, if a parent puts her child into a federally assisted daycare center, for instance, while she's off at work, and that goes on for more than 12 months, she can be deported, and so can her child. Or a pregnant woman seeking prenatal care that involves federal funding. Or an immigrant living in low-income housing, or getting low-income heating assistance, senior meals. All of these things are now, or will now, be grounds for deportation under the bill.
Wasn't this issue of taking legal immigrants off of various benefit rolls, wasn't that dealt with in the welfare bill and the Congress was not amenable to doing it?
It was. In some ways, this immigration bill does things that the welfare bill couldn't do and extends some of the things that the welfare bill did do in this area. The welfare bill dealt with immigrants who are sponsored, in other words, who people bring in, who residents bring in as a sponsor for an illegal immigrant to become a legal immigrant. That you would deem the sponsor's income when the immigrant's going in for means-tested benefits. Basically, it's a way to keep immigrants off the assistance rolls. The difference in this bill is that, unlike the old bill, which applied only to future immigrants, this reaches back 5 years in the past and says retroactively, all those people who came in under the old rules, now you can no longer get assistance under this new bill.
There are also some concerns from civil rights advocates. What are they?
Well, they've got a couple problems with the bill. First of all, they say it weakens anti-discrimination protections that are in current law now. Those are aimed at keeping employers from not hiring someone who looks or sounds like he or she might be an immigrant. It did that. This bill changes that by setting up a new intent standard. In other words, if you were going to sue an employer for not hiring you, you'd have to prove that they intended to discriminate. Lawyers say that's an almost impossible standard. There's another provision that they're really upset about. That would bar federal courts from reviewing many of the rules that the Immigration and Naturalization Service sets. They say stripping out that federal judicial review opens the door to all kinds of abuse. They say this kind of move hasn't been tried since busing days. Segregationists tried it. They were tired of federal court rulings on that subject. They failed in the 60s, but now Congress is on the verge of approving that same kind of restriction for INS rulings.
Is there any venue where some of these difficulties that the Democrats are having with the bill, where they can get it changed?
It's a little unlikely, but it is possible. It kind of depends on how the bill comes up. Today, as you said at the top of the story, we saw the House pass this bill as a standalone bill, the conference report. If the Senate goes along and does that same thing, the chances of making major changes are pretty slim. If, however, time grows short and the Senate rolls this into the larger negotiations on spending bills that are going on now, then it all becomes fair game and it could be negotiated if the White House has the leverage.
Thanks very much. NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from the Capitol.